This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 10 years ago, the U.S. military made it official that women could serve in all military positions, including combat roles. Liz Escobedo is a history professor at the University of Denver and an expert on women in the military. She says things began changing when the draft ended in 1973 and there was a need to recruit more Americans to serve.
This is when we begin to see more and more military leadership recognizing that we need to reconsider how women will play a role within the military.
More recently, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has voiced concern about women in combat roles and whether they're able to meet the same standards as men. In southwest Colorado, the Ouray Ice Park is still closed due to unusually high temperatures. Executive Director Peter O'Neill says it's the first time the park has waited this late to open in its 31-year history.
It's been incredibly warm, unseasonably. I mean, no one that I've spoken with who's been around in the valley for decades remembers a December and a January this warm.
But Ouray finally dipped below freezing last night. O'Neill hopes that lasts long enough to make substantial ice. He doesn't know yet whether the park's upcoming ice festival will have enough ice to climb, but the park is committed to holding the Ouray Ice Fest starting January 22nd. The Colorado Avalanche will play in its first-ever Winter Classic next season. The National Hockey League announced this week that the team will face the Utah Mammoth at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City in 2027. This will be the fourth outdoor game in Avalanche history. The team played games at Coors Field and Falcon Stadium as part of the NHL Stadium Series, and another one as part of NHL Outdoors at Tahoe. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.